Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
I'm going to put up some hay before long, and I saw that Go Bob has red rhinos. I thought I'd seen him run down the street when I left the bar last night.
No, Ernie, Red Rhino is the leading maker of hay handling and hauling equipment. Go Bob Pipe and Steel have several Red Rhino models to make your hay experience better.
I've seen that black rhino leaving the bar before, but never the Red Rhino.
Ernie, Go Bob Pipe and Steel is the exclusive distributor of Red Rhino hay equipment. They have trailers in five lengths from 21 to 42 feet.
Well, I got a lot of hay. Can I get the rhino and the hay on one trailer?
Ernie, Go Bob also has a double-wide trailer and just about anything you could imagine from Red Rhino to make your hay handling job more productive.
Well, Earlene wants me to quit drinking so I can still see my Red Rhino if I get one.
Folks, take it from me and not Ernie. Go Bob Pipe and Steel has everything you need to make your life easier on the farm. Come see us online at GoBob.com.
Tell them Ernie and old Red Rhino sent you.
Well, live and feeder contracts should open impressively higher today, supported by follow-through buying and signs of late week cash strength. Look for lean hog issues to post initial gains thanks to spillover buying and ideas of seasonally improving fundamentals. Well, trade volume totals in cattle country last week were no better than light to moderate, which means that new show lists are somewhat larger thanks to a certain number of unsold steers and heifers carried over. But at the same time, we expect packers to return from the long holiday weekend relatively close to the knife. Actively in feedlot country Monday morning will be limited to the distribution of new show lists. Our guess is that asking prices will start out about $132 in the south, $210 to $215 in the north. Live and feeder futures seem set to open with solid progress, supported by follow-through buying, technical encouragement, and cash premiums. Now, the hog buyers expected to resume work today with basically steady bids. Over on the grains, the grain futures closed mixed on Friday, getting a lift from a wetter forecast over the next 2 weeks. Midday weather models featured a series of lows lingering over the western Corn Belt, bringing potential for heavy accumulations in Iowa and eastern Nebraska. A couple of tropical systems were also in the outlook as the official start of the hurricane season begins, keeping forecasts unsettled. Wheat prices finished lower in all three markets last week, unable to show follow-through after Thursday's gains. July hard wheat contracts had inside days, but Chicago reversed lower after testing three-week highs. Corn prices saw fairly steady buying after holding overnight lows early in the session last week, closing firm to take both July and December to fresh post-harvest highs. The convincing move leaves July about 12 cents from its next targets near $4.24. The soybeans came back from early losses to post gains on Friday. November held to an inside day, but July reversed higher, negating Thursday's bearish reversal lower. The changeover came profit-taking in soybean meal, the driver for gains earlier. We'll check futures after this.
For cattle producers, our next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on Friday, June 3rd. It'll be seen on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. 14,700 head this go-round, 2,900 yearling steers, 1,800 yearling heifers, 3,500 wean calves, and 5,300 calves on cows. For details about the sale, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call us at 800-422-2117. At Superior, we bring the market to you.
Checking our closes on Friday, live cattle futures, June up 77 cents, 119.70. August up 107 at 116.42. August feeder cattle at the close on Friday up 130 at 146.70. September up 85 at 144.80. June hogs down 2 cents at 80.52. And the July was down 20 cents at 81.07. Now, for hard red winter wheat, Kansas City at the close on Friday, July was down 2.5, 459 and three quarters. September down 2.75 at 475 and three quarters. Chicago wheat, July was up a quarter penny at 481.5. September unchanged at the close at 491 and three quarters. July corn was up 4.5 cents, 412 and three quarters. September up 3.75 at 414 and a quarter. July soybeans up 6.75 at 1086.5. August up 5.75 at 1083.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.